WDEE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden taking part in an interview with MSNBC discussing the war between Israel and Hamas. Biden reaffirming U.S. support for a ceasefire in Gaza.
I want to see a ceasefire, and I'm starting with a major exchange of prisoners for a six-week period. We're going into Ramadan. It should be nothing happening, and we should build off of that ceasefire.
Biden also said Israel has a right to defend itself, but said he thinks the country's tactics in Gaza are causing more harm for good for the, than the country. Haitian police and palace guards working to retake streets in the country's capital after gangs launched a massive attack on government buildings Friday, including the presidential palace and various police headquarters. Many foreigners hunkered down in hotels trying to stay safe. President Biden signing a $460 billion spending plan passed by Congress on Saturday to avoid a government shutdown of many key federal agencies. Lawmakers still have a second package they need to pass later this month. This is ABC News. Five students expelled from their school in Beverly Hills, California, after allegedly using artificial intelligence to generate nude images of classmates and then shared those pictures.
In a letter to parents at Beverly Vista Middle School, the district says 16 eighth grade students were identified as being victimized, as well as five egregiously involved eighth grade students.
The police came, and it feels really weird.
Riley Yusuf tells us she knows everyone involved.
It's just really uncomfortable for them. We've had a lot of presentations about it.
In the letter to parents, the district says accountability is essential and appropriate measures have been taken.
ABC's Sid Garcia. Authorities say no recoverable oil remains in the water off the coast of Southern California's Huntington Beach after a 2.5-mile-long oil sheen was found Friday morning. Crews recovered about 85% of the oil. Authorities say they're not sure where the sheen came from. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsors like
Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And Honeybee Cannabis. Wisconsin-grown cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin. THC-infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, gluten-free, no sweeteners. Honey Bee Cannabis Company. Find them on Facebook and the Jennifer Street Market.
Michelle, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight, doing the local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio. The double tip is the American Dead. This is Southbound on Max Inc. Radio. It's your double dip on Max Inc. Radio. The American Dead. We are local music. American Dead on Max Inc. Radio. You know, special guest on the phone, Jimmy K. Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm not so well tonight, Rob. That's why I'm not there.
That's why I'm here and you're there. And M. Shell is there.
Good evening to Rocker. Good evening, M. Shell. It's great to great to have you on Max Inc. Radio as well.
Good to hear from you, Jimmy.
Yeah, man. So, hey, we just heard The American Dead, and the reason I'm calling tonight, because I want to talk about The American Dead and some unfortunate news. If you've heard us talking about this last couple of weeks, asking for help, but Aaron from The American Dead, he's been he has cancer. And it's a shocker to everybody who is a fan of The American Dead, friends and family. It's very unfortunate. Jesse Gantz started a Kickstarter for raising money to create a compilation album of a number of music that Aaron's been part of over the years. It's a pretty cool thing, and the Kickstarter's been doing very well. In fact, it's a $5,000 goal. They only need another $654. And the campaign runs for another 9 days.
Nice.
So thank you to everybody out there that has contributed to the Big Sexy campaign for Aaron. But we got some more change to collect here, and a little extra change is never a bad thing.
Right.
And there's some really cool things you can get, rewards for your donation, including a digital download of this upcoming compilation album, handmade merch, including a really cool poster of the release show back at the High Noon Saloon for one of the albums. All the information is on the Kickstarter. You just have to search Big Sexy Celebration Compilation Album at Kickstarter. And then Jesse from the American Dead Rocker, he's going to join us next week in studio to talk about the upcoming compilation show, because it sounds like there's going to be a live show and the album, and hopefully give us an update too on Aaron.
Wow. Can't wait for that. That'll be awesome. What is that called? Big Sexy Celebration Compilation?
That's correct. Big Sexy Celebration Compilation Album on Kickstarter. You can also get more information on the American Dead's Facebook page.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, have a good rest of the show, and I'm going to go back and take care of my nasals.
Yes. Have a big cup of soup on
well,
us.
Well, we'll hear you in a little while on Max and Kevy, Jimmy, at 10 p.m.
All right. Have a great show, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Hey, Rob, do we actually have some, what is coming up? Beth Keeley coming up?
Yes, we do have Beth Keeley coming up.
Oh, that's so interesting, because I went and looked online, and you know she's playing. She's going to be playing live March 22nd. That's a Friday at the Cargo Coffee on East Washington Avenue here in Madison. So I thought I'd let you in on that. And she'll also be at the Cambridge Free Summer Concert Series. Oh, that's June 28th. So a little ways away, but summer is coming.
Summer is coming, and that's when she really comes alive, and she's everywhere. And make sure you say happy birthday to her.
That's right.
Yeah. It was her birthday.
50.
50.
50.
Let's play a little Beth Keeley in celebration of her birthday. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Those hard words you use, they are are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I met an armchair doctor for a recliner feed on an Ottoman Empire, giving advice just like everyone. I must assume he thinks I'm pretty dumb or deaf or destitute. My loot is better spent than saved, okay? My yard's greener, wife's dreamier, cookie cutter. I'm a quitter or a winner, I can't tell. Definitely going to hell. My ego must be kept in check, and it's about time that I asked, what are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking? How do you land on these conclusions? Why can't you see it's a joke for a dream? What are you on? What are you on? Sat alone in a moldy basement, listening to dad rock, pavement adjacent, post-divorce, more golf course, keeping score, off the court is bad, lose all the friends that you had, yeah, yeah, you can make U.S. dollars, but that don't buy no self-awareness, wish they sold it in a can, but there's no chance, I think myself is someone else, mental health totally shot, the ozone layer fully rocked, Red Bull giving me twitches, a good time to get religious. Hope is a raisin baking on the pavement. Priorities out of whack. Shack attack. What are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking? How do you land on these conclusions? Why can't you see it's a joke for a dream?
Mickey Sunshine coming up right around the corner. Stay tuned right here on the Civic Media Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mickey Sunshine now. They're going to be live talking to them in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Max of Radio. Sunshine on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Andrea and Chris just got married, and the honeymoon ain't over yet. Their crazy path to happiness came from a road through a dark time in Andrea's life where drinking had cost her a career, liver, and almost her life. But like a phoenix reborn, Andrea eventually landed in Madison in sobriety, offering her a new lease on life. She is married in a new band and starting a new career. And I might add, that's at Channel 3. But like a phoenix, and drummer Chris DiBernardo is a Madison scenester and drum teacher and now husband. Together, they are Mickey Sunshine. And you can see them next at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on March 15th. Chris, Andrea, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rocker.
Andrea, you leave the darkness in your past in search of a brighter future, and you meet Chris. How did you meet and create your band, Mickey Sunshine?
We met at the Baroque. I was bartending. I thought, that guy's cute. I should throw a little flirt. He gave me a jazz CD from...
Is that how you do it? Jazz CDs?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's... I can't guarantee that one's going to work for everyone else out there. But the rest is history. Andrea already had the songs she was writing. She already had a band she was playing with. And I kind of came into the fold a little bit to provide some solid drumming and support otherwise.
Wow, that's a good story. The Baroque, I love that bar.
And shout out the Baroque.
Do you always carry a jazz CD in your pocket?
Normally I don't, but for reasons that are too long to get into, I've got about 500 of my old band's Bad Philosophers CDs. So if anyone wants one,
story's coming together.
I'm around.
I'll take one. I know Jimmy K wants one.
Yeah, shout absolutely. Out Bad Philosophers.
So shout the, out to the Bad Beck Philosopher. T-shirt, was that you?
I love Beck. My ex-boyfriend married my friend and still has my Beck t-shirt.
Oh, no.
It's unacceptable.
It's okay. I think it's a happy ending for everyone.
That's true.
But I would like it back. So if he's listening, please send it. You know the phone number. I'll give you the address.
So speaking of the lyrics, so they dive into a lot of topics like inequality that women face and the crushing weight of post-capitalism on the working class. So... let's go into the name behind Mickey Sunshine.
Yeah, well, my mother almost named me Michaela, and I was asked by a stranger in a parking lot what a nickname for my soul would be. It was like an AA-type meeting setting. And I was like, Mickey, I guess. And then I had a friend be like, you remind me a lot of like a Mickey Sunshine, and it kind of just like stuck. And there then when go. I started, you know, making music, I was like, wow, this moniker kind of stuck. And as far as like the post-capitalism and, you know, all of it, I do feel like we're shining a light in these like really dark places. And that's kind of what my whole entire, you know, adult career has been about. You know, I studied investigative journalism, and shining lights in dark places have always been, you know, something I felt was really important. So while the music does have this like sinister vibe in some ways, or whatever, you know, post-capitalism makes you feel, you know, I think it should be expressed.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Chris, you seem to have a comment on that.
Oh, she covered it pretty well. I was just going to say that, you know, despite our like heavy and dark sound, we do try to bring that sort of sunshine in maybe an atypical way. But, you know, we need art and music to be like uplifting, even though we're all kind of facing similar struggles. So kind of ties it all together nicely.
Now, we're here with Chris and Andrea DiBernardo from Mickey Sunshine here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's give the drummer some. Chris, tell us a little of your backstory. And you've been in a few bands in the area, right?
Correct. Yeah, I've been in Madison for a number of years. I played with Natty Nation from about 2017 to 2020. I've been a member of Mama Dig Down's brass band, Panchromatic Steel, David Hecht and the Hoodat, a Bad Philosopher, and many, many other artists I've played with on like a part-time or a one-off basis.
And you're a groove master. I see you giving lessons online.
Mostly out of my basement, actually. I taught at the Madison Music Foundry for about 5 years and moved the practice into the house, into the basement once we got a place together.
So how did you get into music? What got you into drums?
My parents allowed me to hit pots and pans when I was very little.
yes!
Truly just...
I love your parents.
Me too. They encouraged that. They encouraged me to play recorder, and I was just drawn to it from a very young age. Fortunate to get to do it.
Wow.
That's definitely parenting done right.
Yes, so, absolutely.
And Mickey Sunshine just inked a publishing deal and have new music coming and new t-shirts. Tell us a little bit about all of that.
Oh, so the t-shirts, they are Beck t-shirts. So
of
kind
course.
Of go back in.
And
they say,
it says, if you're reading this, I want my Beck t-shirt back.
Oh, brilliant. No. Just brilliant.
So we've got some of those for sale only at our show at the High Noon Saloon on the 15th. New music, we're going to be going into the studio this week with Logan Severson from Disc. We're going to be putting down some final overdubs from some tracks we recorded in Detroit. And last year, 2023, we released a lot of music throughout the year. Was fortunate enough to get noticed and picked up by a publishing company, which basically means we've got a dude in a suit in LA who's pitching our songs to be placed on television, movies. We're trying to sell out as best we can, hence the EP name, Mickey Sellouts.
We love dudes in suits in LA.
Now, Mickey Sunshine is performing at the High Noon Saloon on Friday, March 15th, along with Crib Pooper and Clean Room. Chris and Andrea, thank you so much for taking the time tonight to speak with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. Where can people keep up with Mickey Sunshine online?
Our Instagram handle is at Mickey Sunshine Band. On Facebook, you can search Mickey Sunshine. And all the other streaming places where you can get your music, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you're streaming.
We like Bandcamp the most, though.
Shout out, Bandcamp.
Find them on Bandcamp. Well, let's get back to local music on Max Inc. Radio. Coming up, we have Slow Pulp, Disc, and much more to come. Right now, Late Night, this is Mickey Sunshine.
You're 16, wet dream, objectified beauty queen. It's 1986. Wish you.
Why bother at all?
Mickey Sunshine on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Weikart Realtors, Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or at weikart-lakepoint.com. Herbal Aspect is on a mission to redefine the way you experience cannabis. Harnessing nature to heal and enhance well-being, Herbal Aspect is dedicated to providing premium cannabis products that reflect the highest standards of quality, purity, and sustainability. Now, with three locations in Madison, Eastside, University, and Gammon Road, go to herbalaspect.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Slow Pope now. Thanks to all those sponsors out there making all this local music happen right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been I'm not afraid to
Disc on Max Inc. Radio. Next up, Seesaw. New stuff from them, Dial Me Up. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Scrolling like I'm focused on it, maybe smoking. Baby got my hand in my pocket. I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow. I don't sleep, I know. See that strobe in my brain and I hope it dial me up. Let's have fun. Make a face connection. Dial me up, are you human? I'm afraid I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. Wake up, feed me fake stuff. I don't make that take love. Sorry, babe, did you say some? Gotta give me that attention. I'm the future, I'm your baby. Everywhere it's habit. My aptitudes might be metallic. Dial me up, let's have fun. Make a face connection. Dial me up, are you human? I'm afraid I can't. So pretty when I'm tripping into our cars. We've come so far. We're all mega superstars. I'll prove it. Tap, tap, this thing is hypnotizing.
She's on her way. up at 10:30. I don't know if I can call you again. It's my last quarter. My last quarter. Pick me up at 10:30. I don't know if I can call you again. It's my last quarter. Cause it's my last quarter. My last quarter. Take me home.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Michelle. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I'd like to take a second to shout out to our sponsors. You know, we really, really appreciate them and everything they do for us. Like Green Delivery Service. So I didn't even know you could even talk about this kind of thing on radio, but legal hemp flower, hemp products, edibles, and smoking accessories delivered to your door, serving Dane County. Order online at greendeliveryservice.company.site. Once again, that is greendeliveryservice.company.site. And we are also sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass. Three locations now, actually, in Madison. But you can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Thank you so much to our sponsors. Next up, we have the People's Brothers Band. On Max Inc. Radio.
Taking the beauty everywhere. I count for many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me. And I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life.
Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. Next up, Miles Nelson and the Rusted Hearts. They'll be doing live stuff with the Mascot Theory. Find out more information, maxincradio.com.
I'll take you back again if you give me in. everything, and if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything, and if everything's anything, I want it all. If everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.